episode 2504, Choices and Consequences.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is the day of wellness. And, you know, with the holidays around the corner, sometimes we're already starting to cheat a little bit. But in our life, when it comes to healthy living, there are choices and consequences. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, all day long, choices and consequences occur simultaneously. But how much do you think about the consequence of your choice before making a decision? This is one of those, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Or was it the egg and the chicken? What was it? Every choice you make, big or small, has consequences. And I know you're thinking, duh, you don't have to tell me twice. But do we think that way? Do we act upon our choices according to our consequences that are possible? Because I believe we get stuck in the I can, so I do, without concentrated thought to the outcomes, the consequences. The choice comes from this attitude of I'm entitled to it. It says I can. And if it is what it is, then I'm just going to go do it. Now, for some situations, it makes sense. But for a lot of our health, it doesn't, because there's always that underlining excuse. Well, just because I can, it says that it's, you know, less sugar. Well, is it really less sugar? Or are they just disguising it as a different kind of sugar? Right? And I know we know this, but we don't take enough time to really focus. Outside our home, we're having some major infrastructure construction happening right now, and they are replacing all the water pipes in our city. This is a really big undertaking. I mean, imagine, you know, us replacing all of our internal organs or our internal arteries and veins. I mean, that would be crazy, right? It would be a huge undertaking. Well, that's what's basically happening to the city, because it's the water lines and we all need water to survive. Well, the road is very busy. It's two lanes and a center lane. And in fact, there are 13 barrels in front of our home alone. And one, by the way, was just hit, that sits right there on the corner of our entry into our driveway. But here's the kicker. There's no speed reduction. It's a construction zone. It's marked at 40 miles per hour, yet there are men working within a couple feet of moving cars. Seriously? You can imagine the challenge we have getting in and out of our driveway, plus the safety issue. And we even have to drive on the opposite side of the road going against traffic in order for us to go to the west side. It's ridiculous. And it's like 2+ car lengths we have to do this. And then we sit in the middle of the road, wait for clearance, and then we go on. Well, of course, I watch traffic. I walk our neighborhood a lot, and I like to watch traffic. And I notice how the cars, from like the size of sports cars to semi-trucks, go lickety-split down the road, shaking the barrels. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because the speed limit is marked 40 doesn't mean you should be going 40 miles per hour. You're going from two lanes in a center lane down to two lanes with areas that are closed and shut down and men that can touch your mirrors. That's too close for comfort. But you see, that's real life. I watch it. Our youngest is taking his driver's test. And so I'm very, very focused on traffic all the time, because when I'm driving, it's a teachable moment. And it's very interesting, because I sit there and I just scratch my head and I'm thinking, are you serious? These people actually have a driver's license? And then I look at ourselves when it comes to our health and I'm thinking, and you're cooking for yourself? It's amazing that you're still alive. Now, I know that may seem a little harsh, but no one talks about this everyday stuff. We just want to paint this beautiful picture and kind of think just kind of high surface and say, oh yeah, if we do this and if we add in this and we sprinkle this, everything will be better. I wish we had a fairy godmother that could just sprinkle us all and we would be exactly the weight that we needed to be. We would be doing the exercises that we need to do to keep our bodies strong. But you know, every day you get older, you're not getting younger. And yes, age is a number, but your bones tell you differently. You got to make sure you're putting in your body what your body needs. Because our bodies are so miraculous that they will take what it needs. Why do you think we get weaker as we get older? Because we're not giving our body actually what it needs in the form of how it needs to be received. You make decisions in regards to your health without consideration of the consequences. I do because I can. Really? How's that working for you? Are you where you want to be, or are you already looking at, oh, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. It's the holidays. I'm going to wait till New Year's resolutions and I'm going to hit it going there. That's great. But what if you started today? What if you looked at your choices and consequences differently and you would think consequentially? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Think consequentially. But this becomes a humongous challenge because most think their choices are innocuous, harmless. There's no big deal, right? Oh, well, you know, if I just go to the burger joint, no big deal. Yeah, what kind of oil was that fried in? And how old was that oil? Is it really good on your intestines? I mean, think about it. How are your bowel movements? I know, TMI. But all of this stuff makes up our health. The choices that we make have consequences. I know this is going to come across really harsh, but I'm going to say it anyway because sometimes we need to hear the truth in love. When the kids were real little and we would walk by people smoking, as they were getting older, I would let them know and say, you know what? They're basically committing suicide. And I know that's harsh. And if you're a smoker, I mean this out of love to you. But you're doing something that you know is harming your body. But you do it anyway. And the end of those choices that you make is death. Now, I know there's the argument, well, you can get hit by a bus. You can die in a car accident. You can have a heart attack. Yes, I get all of that. But those are things that you don't make a choice to happen. You get to choose that you're smoking. And is that really serving you? It's not. We have these actions as if our choices do not matter, but our choices have consequences. And that's where you and I go wrong. The choices you and I make do have consequences, which is the main reason why we need to think consequentially in order to develop the habits so you can achieve the goals you desire, so I can achieve the goals I want to achieve. There is power and weight in the choices you make. If you don't take care of your body, then your body will need to be taken care of, maybe by modern medicine, machines, pills. And maybe for some, that's the easy way out. You don't want to have to work at it. Just pop a pill and everything will be better. But really, is it? I'm already feeling my joints thinking like, man, am I the tin man? I need oil on my joints. Chasing my grandbaby and I only have one. And he's not full speed ahead yet. I've got to make sure that I take care of my body for the longevity of how I want my life to be. So if you want to be stronger on your terms, it's better to think consequentially. So what does that look like? How can you begin to take this and apply it when it comes to your healthy living? Number one, ask yourself this question. What is the possible outcome, good or bad? So when you're looking at a choice and you're like, okay, what's the possible outcome? You've got to make a pro-con list and it's got to be fast because in all honesty, you know your gut. But the problem is sometimes we go against the gut. Oh yeah, I'm going to have that late night snack when really you just need to be going to bed. So what is the possible outcome, good or bad? Number two, which choice best serves your goals? Because that's ultimately where you're headed. So if you're looking at weight loss, you're like, okay, I got to get off these last 8 pounds. They just have got to come off. Well, which choice is going to best serve you in getting off those 8 pounds? Sitting on the couch or getting up and going for a walk 3 times a day? What's going to serve you? That's going to help you make what? Better decisions, better choices, which what? Will also become better consequences. It's a win-win for everybody, especially you. And finally, number 3, take aim on what makes sense in this season. That means you got to take action. You have got to say, okay, this is the choice. This is the consequence I'm after. And so therefore, I'm going after it because I know this will make a difference in my everyday health. So let's take water for an example. How important is water for your health? Oh, you know it's important, right? In fact, most of us are walking around dehydrated. You can choose to drink tea and coffee, but that isn't water. But I know I hear it already. But tea and coffee are made with water. Yeah, that's true, but it's not plain water. You can't count tea and coffee as part of your water intake because your cells need hydration to operate appropriately so they can get the nutrients that they need. If they're dehydrated, I don't care how good you're eating, your cells aren't getting what they need. And so they're stumbling around, so to speak. So you've got to make sure you're taking in water. So do you think drinking water is going to actually benefit you? Of course. So why not say yes to it? So when you're grabbing for that soda, say, nope, nope, I'm going to grab for the water bottle instead. Drink that first and then go back to your secondary choice, whether it's tea or coffee or a soda even. Now, I would say ditch all of it, just drink water, but I'm a little weird. You've got to do what's right for you in the season that you're in. Now, let's look at vitamin D. You need to get vitamin D on a daily basis, and it's something that your body does not make itself. You have to eat it by the food. You have to get it from the sun so your body can make it, or by supplements. So are you getting what your body needs when it comes to vitamin D? Because vitamin D is an essential nutrient and vitamin when it comes to how your body absorbs other vitamins and nutrients. Most of us don't realize that. We just think, oh yeah, I'm taking a one a day. Well, maybe you need to up your vitamin D. What does it look like? In the winter months, if you're inside more, you may need to be taking more IUD when it comes to vitamin, more units of vitamin D3. So what does that look like? And if you're sitting here going, well, yeah, I guess I am indoors more than I am outdoors. Because if you can be outdoors without sunscreen for 20 minutes on a good sunny day or partly cloudy, the sun still comes through the clouds, you can get the vitamin D that you need for that day. But guess what? In some areas, it's getting too cold. You can still go out there and stand, but you might be shivering. But that may not be really on the healthy side of the season that you want to be in. So you got to find other ways to get the vitamin D in your body. These are just 2 examples. And there's so many more. But I really want you to look at the choices and consequences when it comes to your healthy living. I know for me, I've been rearranging and doing some things in my everyday. I'm taking a different amount of vitamin D, and I have noticed a huge difference. I've upped my B12. Now, this is for me personally. So I would encourage you to talk to your physician, to your medical provider, and say, you know what? I'm having this feeling. What would you recommend I take when it comes to vitamin D or B12 or calcium, magnesium? Most of us need magnesium, and we don't even realize it. We're very, very low. So all of this comes to the point where there's choices and consequences, but you have to be one that takes aim on it. Your circumstances do not define your destination, but your choice in the midst of circumstances carries consequences. Life is a journey. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's why it's the one step. What is it that you can add in to your everyday when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle? I know my mom, I love her dearly, but she does not like water. And I have this conversation with her all the time. Mom, you need to drink more water. I don't like it. Well, get over it. Your cells need it. I mean, that's just kind of what I want to tell her. But I'm one who can down 16 ounces in like nothing, in one drink. Okay, not that fast, but I mean, I do drink it down pretty fast. It's just me. It's my body. I can do that. But that's been years worth of training to get to that. And I don't mean training like, oh, I'm drinking water at a certain time. No, but it's me having the goal to say, I want to be drinking so many ounces a day. And then now it's over a gallon a day. And I notice the difference. I'm more sluggish when I don't drink my water. My energy is like, bleh. I don't want to really do anything. I get the afternoon lull. I'm like, well, if I can get my water in good before noon, 3/4 of what I need before noon strikes, I am feeling so much better and I have energy throughout the entire day. But man, if I let it go down and I'm only drinking like 1/4 up at noon, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's horrible. So I try to really encourage my mom, you need to drink more water. And we've tried different things and she does pretty well. And then at times she slacks off and I'm thinking, Mom, how do you want to live your life? Choices and consequences. It's important that we realize that the choices we make have consequences on our healthy living. Everything in life has consequences. So that's why you have to be intentional. You have to create your now. Every single moment counts, and every moment carries a consequence based on the choices that you make. And that all adds up to your everyday. And then the next day comes around. And that becomes what? The journey that you're on. All of this is the equation of life. And it's not an easy one. But I'm telling you right now, you matter. And you may not want to exercise. I get it. But if you don't do some strength training, you're not going to have the muscles and the bone density that you need to make it to 80 years old. Let's be real. You've got to be able and willing to build muscle. That's going to help your metabolism. It's going to strengthen your bones. And it's going to definitely keep you strong when it comes to muscle. So what are you waiting for? What's the one thing that you need to focus on right now, between now and the holidays? I don't want you to think about, oh, I've got to lose these 8 pounds or I have 35 pounds to lose. Yeah, that would be great if we could lose it by then, but let's be real, it's not going to happen. But you can make better choices as to what you put in your mouth. Maybe you stop eating sugary foods. Maybe you stop eating late at night. No more 10, 11 o'clock eating. Close the kitchen down at 7:30. No more. Your body doesn't need it. Choices and consequences. What's going to lead you in your everyday? Because that's going to make the difference for you. Your cells need help, and they need it from you. So make the good choices so you can have the excellent consequences. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.